Hi!
I want to immediately start off this podcast episode with us just playing our sound tests.
Okay, yeah.
Here are the sound test highlights.
1, 2, 3, poo poo pee, alama zee. Ha pa po pe,
galo. 1, 2, 3, poo poo zee, alapa zee, sabuda doodoo.
Hey, what's up? My name is Shlone the Clone, and I am running for president of this intergalactic world.
Hi, how's it going, guys? Oh my gosh, back at that.
The reason this we're considering this season two is because we have a whole new setup.
How do you like it?
Okay, so what you all need to know is that this is more of a physical change than anything.
Yes.
Because before, we always only had one mic, and so we would just be sitting, like, so close to each other that we couldn't even, like, really talk.
Right. To each other. Just be, like, laying down in my bed together, speaking with our lips nearly kissing.
Yeah. You know? But now we're in a new apartment.
Yes.
In a new part of town. Mm-hmm. And we both have individual mics.
Yeah.
And we're not even sitting on the same couches right now.
No, we're sitting on different couches. This really feels like luxury. And we can hear ourselves, like, in the microphone, so we're not, like, screaming.
Oh, but maybe
we probably still will scream because we're loud and annoying. Hi, my name is Friday. My pronouns are they, them. And just imagine someone that looks exactly like a top, but is actually a slutty little bottom.
Hi, my name is Jules. My pronouns are she, they. And just imagine someone who is under hypnosis.
Yes! I want to start the podcast by, I think we both need to say what era we're in. What's your era?
I am in my Bushwick top era.
Oh my god.
This is a
throwback to season one.
Literally.
To S1.
Season one reference. Season one fans. I am a Bushwick top now. I just moved to Bushwick. And I am ready to top.
Wow. Yeah. What an absolute character arc, quite frankly.
No.
Like, for real.
Started as a Crown Heights bottom.
You have literally turned into what you wanted at this time last year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if that isn't a fucking message to ourselves that we contain all the multitudes we could ever need in the world and that we don't need anybody else except for ourselves.
Well, and they say you date, like, people who come out as different gender identities or different whatever. They'll be like, oh, well, I used to have crushes on these people that I thought I was attracted to, but really I just wanted to be them.
Right, absolutely. But I still am in love with all other Bushwick tops. So totally, I transed my gender, but I still want...
But you also wanted to be one.
That is extremely true.
So, there you go.
Maybe I will go on some dates with femmes.
Yeah, that's probably crazy. If I can't even picture that.
Yeah.
I guess... Well, and also, I'm the femme in the light in your life.
Right. Yeah. Wait, we were actually talking about this, where, like, you were like, if you start dating a femme, I would get jealous.
I would just feel like I don't really know what to do with her.
Right.
Like, I feel like she'd honestly bring terrible vibes, and I don't even know her, and I don't like her.
Right. No, literally, absolutely. Like, that's why. I'm still with Ted, by the way. We live together.
Yeah.
We need a boyfriend.
Yeah.
And you can't bring the boyfriend to the table.
That's exactly right.
The boyfriend to the table. Mm-hmm. Even though I'm bi, and I am attracted to femmes, I am the one with the boyfriend.
Yeah.
You.
And I'm the one that brings around someone with a really bad personality.
You are the one that brings someone around with an absolutely wretched personality.
Yeah. Well, I would say my era is hypnosis.
Please explain what you mean. Okay. Because I don't think our listeners will understand.
For those of you who don't know, which is all of you, because the only person I've ever talked to about this is sitting
staring in your eyes, literally longingly right now.
I have decided that, you know, for example, like, how this really started was someone that we were dating or someone in our life would do something, like, wretched, crazy, terrible.
You can't say someone that we dated because it sounds like we dated someone together.
Okay, you're... Someone that...
Either of us have dated
or even a friendship or someone on the street, whatever, like...
Friends have definitely been culpable.
Yeah, right. And they'll do something so, like... Do you think they can hear this alarm?
For sure. Okay. But listen, we're in Bushwick. It's part of the ambiance. It's the sound design.
So... if someone did something to me that was so crazy where I'd be like, honestly, there's no fucking excuse for them to act that way to me unless they were under hypnosis.
Mm-hmm.
You know, where it's like if someone I was dating at the time said something like so fucked up to me.
If someone you're dating, like, on your birthday, like, blacks out and gets in a fight with you and then, like, leaves.
Yeah.
And it's like the person you're dating.
No apology will ever make up for that. The only possible excuse would be if you were under absolutely confirmed and truthful hypnosis.
So the only way to fix that situation is if you sat me down and looked at me and said, hey, I needed to talk to you. Thank you so much for, you know, meeting me at this cafe. Something horrible has happened to me and I am a victim. I went to a hypnosis show right before your birthday party and they hypnotized me to be a demon that I am not.
Yeah.
And I was under hypnosis the entire time.
You say, I just came to.
I just came to. Literally, I saw the hypnotist on the street and he said the magic word, which I will never utter out loud again. So I will never act that way again.
Yeah. Frankly, it fucked me. What is the most delusional thought or plot line you've created in your head for yourself since the last time we talked?
I literally almost bought you like an extremely expensive piece of art that I just saw the other day. But it was like $300. And like I was justifying all of it. And I was like, you know, it's for your birthday. Like it'll like be good. And I'm like, who am I?
No, I'm so glad you did
think
it.
And it was just a piece of art too. The thing with, so I at one point was going to get you an electric scooter, which is like $800. But to me, I could justify that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, every day you're going to be fucking gunning it on that bitch. And also like, yeah. And at one point I was trying to get people to pitch in. And then everyone was like, what?
That is delusional, but it's really sweet. Mine is not that sweet at all.
What is it?
Mine was that, like, the past couple weeks, I fully convinced myself that I was gonna, like, move home and become a CrossFit instructor.
Every time something happens in your life, you go home for 2 weeks to a month.
Yeah.
And you deeply immerse yourself in the divorcee scene. I literally in the scene of divorced women that live in your hometown.
There's an amazing woman, two yes. houses over, who she and I just became incredibly close. She is hilarious. She's a trainer. So I was like, okay, she's gonna be my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna train under her to eventually then train other people.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna move home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not even lying to you. I like envisioned myself. I was like, in this case scenario, it is it would be easiest for me to marry a man. I'm thinking to myself,
right.
I'm in my.
You convinced yourself you were straight.
I was, yeah. I convinced myself I was, like, not even that I was straight.
You're like, I could be bi.
Not even that I was bi, dude. I was convinced I was gay still, but I was, like, in this in this life I'm creating in my head right now.
Why not?
Might as well just marry a man.
Yeah.
For, you know.
Yeah.
For easy. To make it easy.
You should marry a really scummy man, catch him doing something horrifying, and then threaten to fucking sue his ass and, like, take all his money and the divorce for the rest of his life. Say, or we can just stay married, do our own things, but you just fund my lifestyle.
I love that idea.
That is what you should do. I'm supporting this.
Yeah, there's got to be less steps, but yes.
Right.
Otherwise, I'm in.
Too lazy?
Mostly too lazy. What's the most embarrassing thing you've done since the last podcast we had?
I do embarrassing things, but I honestly let it go so fast.
That's brave.
I know. I just, like, delete it from my memory using weed as soon as possible. Okay. Also, wait, another really, really, really embarrassing thing I did was I fell over a deli.
What?
This
is the most embarrassing. Okay. Why'd you bury the lead?
I was really stoned, as always. I was just so high going to the deli. And this guy started kind of walking right past me in the deli. And he didn't exactly, like, move out of the way. But he also didn't, like, push me over. Like, there was room. But, like, I didn't move in time. And so, like, I fell, like, into the chips and, like kind of down a little bit, and he's like, whoa, are you okay? And then instead of being normal and being like, oh yeah, no problem, like, it's okay, thanks, I just kind of like kept walking. And then he like clearly felt bad, and the guy at the counter was like, are you okay? Because like,
is this local?
Yes, it was right outside my old apartment. He thought the guy like kind of pushed me over because I made it look like that, but it was literally on me 100%. The guy did nothing wrong. I like, when I tried to step out of the way, I like lost my balance and fell down. Like, he accommodated just enough space for me to pass, but I just kind of freaked out and like
that's so,
so whatever
funny.
The guy, I think I was clearly pissed off the guy, and then whenever I paid really quickly, and then the guy who like fake tripped me, he didn't actually trip me, ran up and was like, oh, did you pay already? I was gonna get your drink.
Wait, really?
Which is so nice, because, and even though like he felt bad, he was like,
gonna buy your drink.
Yeah. And then I literally instead it was just like, already paid, and like ran out the door. Like, I was running from him, so he probably thought I was like scared of him or something. But yeah. I wasn't I was just high.
You're so
and
high.
Didn't know how to interact.
That is so funny. Do you have any huge updates you'd like to share?
Just that, yeah, I'm Bushwick Top now. I'm in Bushwick. I live with my boyfriend, Ted. I'm thinking about proposing.
Are you?
Like, no, but yes.
Bro, someone told me last night that I have an expiration date.
I know. Explain.
At a bar. Okay, so I'm in a bar last night, right? I'm in a bar last night.
So I was in a bar last night. So I was hanging at this bar last night.
And I was working, but then I was also hanging out after. And this person's talking to me, and, like, they're, like, kind of hitting on me. Actually, no. Now it's confirmed they were hitting on me 100%.
Right. Because they asked for your number.
Because they asked for my number. But, so they're hitting on me, and then they're saying, like, oh, but, like, the issue with Virgos is that, like, you start... And they knew I was Virgo at this point. Like, the issue with Virgos is you start dating them, and there's an immediate expiration date because they're so, like, nasty and hard to deal with that, like, they're not actually going to last. Like, the second you start is, like, you know that eventually it's going to stop. And I'm standing there, like, you remember I'm a Virgo, right? And she's like, yeah, I remember. And I'm like, holy shit, this is also, like, 10 minutes after she's essentially called me ugly to my face. She, like, saw a picture of me that on Instagram, and she was like, oh my god, you look so beautiful in this picture, I would have never recognized you right now. And then he's, like, backtracking and, like, eating her words, and then at the end...
Negative Riz.
Literally negative Riz is telling me that it's, like, essentially inappropriate and wrong that I've strapped someone. She's like, not you, not a beautiful girl like you. You strapped someone. And I'm like, what is going on here? This all to be
Have
said.
Have you never heard of a femtop before?
You never heard, you never met a femtop. You wouldn't know a femtop if she fucking hit her Stop strap you. Across your goddamn face.
Exactly. Oh, something I've been doing recently is trying to talk more like the guys from Succession.
Oh, yeah. You've been doing really good. Wait, show an example.
Okay, well, tell me something to say and I will translate it into Succession. Okay. Speak.
I have been working so hard all day, I didn't even have time to eat, and I'm so hungry, I need food.
I just got off the flight, I had my 2 o'clock, fucked me in the ass, I need to go rail a line of coke, and, can we get the chef in here, please? Somebody contact the chef? I need a grilled cheese.
Wait, that was so good.
Thank you!
It's Gilmore Girls meets Shakespeare meets crack cocaine. That's Succession. That's the cadence of Succession.
That is it! Sorry, Patrick has had his balls in my... Wait, no. Sorry, Patrick has had my balls in his hand for that entire quarter. But, you know, we gotta keep it in the family, and everybody knows that. So what? You know, put his hand on my ass, I'll be a puppet. Let's talk.
That was good. The be a puppet part was really good.
Thank you.
Yeah, that was really good.
Dude, yes, thank you.
We gotta get one of the writers or cast members of Succession
on this podcast. If any Succession cast members, or I'll take a PA even.
Anybody that would, if you walked by the set, yeah, give us a call.
Every single time that I go out, I convince myself I'll have a really good time. But every single time that I go out, if I don't have coke, I'm too tired. So every single time I go out to the bars, I tell myself I don't want to drink too much. So then I smoke way too much weed, oh yeah. Then I get really anxious and I freak out. But then I'm surrounded by hot gay people and I just end up calling an Uber. Don't call an Uber, girl. Just stay on the dance floor all night long. Don't call an Uber, girl. Just stay on the dance floor all night long.
Anyways, me and Jules have been writing songs, and they've been really, really good.
Oh, yeah, we're actually, like, kind of we're unironically considering releasing an ironic EP.
Yes. Unironically, we are considering that. I can tell you just got so high.
I did, I just got so...
I can see it in your eyes. Your eyes literally disappeared.
Do you have any, like, big announcements, big updates? Anything for the viewers? You kind of have had a lot of stuff going on.
I know, I do kind of have a lot of stuff going on. So, yeah, I went through, you know, a breakup with the person I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with.
Pour one out, you guys.
Yeah, literally. That was a rough... That was a rough segment.
Right.
But, you know, it's been a couple months, and it's been a no-contact situation, which has been really tough, but ultimately probably for the best.
Listen, in this day and age, you know, meeting someone who doesn't talk to their ex all the time, that's like a needle in a haystack.
Yeah, I'm doing the Lord's work.
Yeah, no, you are better than other people.
Yeah. Anyway, on the bright side, the funny update I have is that I got cast. Okay, and I'm saying this now, and I'm just going to put it in the episode. And
oh my god, you're gonna tell them?
Yeah, I think I'm gonna tell them.
Oh my god.
I mean, I haven't signed anything.
That's true.
Do you think it's okay?
I mean, yeah, sure, why not? Just do it.
I got cast on a dating show.
Woo! So, and it's not the Stars Align dating show that,
yeah, if you follow either of us on social media, you've probably seen that I took part in a, like, dating show that for a company that Fry worked for, which was really fun, but that's not what I'm talking about. I got cast on, like, an actual TV dating show.
Yeah.
And the premise of the dating show is I have to bring two exes with me, which is so funny. So I'm bringing my one ex, who's, like, a very dear friend of mine.
I literally was just like, God, you're doing the Lord's work, being the only person to have contact with your exes. You know. And now you're talking about literally going to hang out with your exes.
Well, and then I'm bringing someone else today to hook up with.
Mm-hmm. Okay, love. Well, I'm very excited for you.
Me too.
We considered, I was like, how do I get myself on this? Like, how do I pose as your ex? But then we remember that that would either deeply cement us forever into people that were seen as exes.
Or they'd find out we were lying and I wouldn't have gotten cast.
Exactly. So I'm glad that we didn't go with that route. And I'm glad you got on the show.
I'm excited. It's like, it's not like a long form shoot, so I'm not going to be gone. It's a 1 to 2 day shoot, and we shoot in like the middle of fucking nowhere, Pennsylvania.
Holy shit.
So I'm really excited. It's going to be on like a whole built out set.
What are you hoping to find?
I'm hoping to find, well, I was actually making a joke because it records in mid-December. Mm-hmm. So I was like, with my luck, I'm probably going to meet my soulmate like December 2nd.
Right.
And then I have to tell them that I'm going on a dating show, and then we'll probably break up over that, and then I'll never find anybody ever again.
Or you can meet someone on the show.
Yeah. I mean, here's my thing for the show. That's, like, really not my, I'm just trying to go have fun, and I think it's going to be, like, a super fun experience.
What the hell? You have to be the girl on the dating show that's like, I'm really here for the right reasons.
I mean, listen, I am there for the right reasons. If I meet someone who I want to be with, that's fucking thrilling for
me. That's true. I guess the right reasons are just to go and dick around.
But, I mean, for me, the right reasons are like, I'm going to go, I'm going to be myself, I'm going to have a great time, and if love comes out of it, love comes out of it.
That's beautiful.
You know?
I think you're going to find love and probably fulfillment.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Ultimately.
I told my therapist about when you and I were hanging at my room and I thought I saw Chucky in my closet. I was like, dude, I saw Chucky in my closet. And they were like, okay, tell me more about that. I was like, just hanging out in my room and I saw a hallucination of the doll Chucky in my closet. And my therapist said, okay, did the doll Chucky, like, tell you to do something? Like, did it demand, like, that you do something for it? And I said, no, like, literally just quickly hallucinated Chucky and then moved on with my day. And they said, okay, that's totally normal.
Are you serious?
They said, totally normal, that's probably just a thought.
Okay, that's fair.
So real. Not me going to my therapist, freaking out, being like, I'm having hallucinations, and then being like, that that's is called
just,
thinking.
Yeah, you've just unlocked just the never power done, of yeah. thinking.
I've just never done that before, so... Now that you're I've like, started, it's scary.
I envisioned something that wasn't actually in directly in front of me. And, like, that's called forethought. It's called envisioning the future. You're like, I saw myself creativity. Making more money than I ever have with the love of my life in a large house. And they're like, that's called, like, a fantasy. That's called hopefulness.
Right. No, totally.
It is literally October...
It's October 30th.
So we're coming out
This is coming out October 31st.
And we have just wrapped up Halloween weekend.
Yes, Halloween weekend is over.
I feel terrible. How do you feel?
Bad. With a capital B-A-D.
Yeah.
Yeah. I literally, for the first time in my life, decided to create, like, a priority list ahead of Halloween weekend and be like, this is what I would like to go to. And, in fact, I'm going to say no and cancel other plans because this is where I'd like to set my energy.
Sure.
And typically, I just say yes to everything and then do it all at the beginning and then burn out and have a panic attack because I didn't actually do what I wanted to do. I just said yes to everything and then my body decided when I had to stop going out.
Right.
So I, like, took Friday night off because I knew I was going to go out Saturday night, and then ultimately you and I had one of the most cursed evenings we've ever experienced.
Yeah, and we do have to get into that.
We do have to dive in to our Halloween weekend, unfortunately. Saturday? Well, I went out because, like, the full moon, the astrology was good. Like, it was an exciting night. And we had these really fun plans to go to... You know what? I'm going to name drop them.
Please.
Singers.
We go to Brooklyn.
In Brooklyn. We went to Singers. And so, whatever. We go. We are going. We go with our friends. We're meeting up with a bunch of people. We go to walk outside to see, because there's this whole event going on. There's bobbing for apples. We're like, let's check this out. As we go outside, there's this, like, this massive foam, like, almost like a bed topper, but, like, really, really big and long.
And it's rolled up.
It's rolled up, and that is just kind of, like, the step to get outside, and all of everyone that's working there and all the other people who are at the bar are, like, going in and out the store, like, and it's packed. It's sardines. So there's, like, a lot of traffic.
So if you're going outside, you have no choice but to stand on this sort of, like, uneven
very
surface.
Narrow area. Yeah. So we are feeling a bit anxious. So we sort of step to the side on this outside, you know,
mat.
And we're chatting. We're like, okay, like, where's our friend? Like, should we circle back to the bar? No, let's go outside. It's, you know, it's so packed. We're just standing there for a minute chatting, trying to gather ourselves before we make the next move. And literally, we kind of feel the, like, ground shift under us. So we're stepping forward. We're like, okay, like, let's move. And, like, we just think that someone else has now stepped onto the mat, and that's why the mat is moving. However, Jules, you heard something.
I heard, like a kind of, like, moan or yell. And then somebody say, well, if you don't want to be stood on, then don't lay there. And I turned around, and to my utter horror, I realized that the uneven ground that we had been standing on for the past 5 minutes was, in fact, a human person.
A human man.
Rolled up in a rug.
Yep. It was a human. So, immediately what we jumped to is, oh my god, we've been standing on a human being. And we don't know what the situation is. We don't know if that person was, like, trying to sleep there and was, like, literally being trampled by everyone.
And this was also,
we're
like,
horrified.
It's,
we start
like within
freaking
the bar.
Out. Yes. Yeah, we start, like, literally freaking out. We're like, what do we do? Is that person okay? Like, should we get the bartender? Like, but we just start absolutely panicking, worried that this person was needing help, and how could this have happened, and what were they doing in there?
And then they climb out of the rug, and they're like,
their
pantsless.
Pants are down.
Like,
so we still don't know what's going on, but we start to be like, okay, this feels like a situation we maybe need to get ourselves out of, because it's like pants are down, and we just didn't really know what
it was,
the vibe
so
was.
Packed.
It was so packed. We were just like, I can't be, like, pressed up against someone that doesn't have their pants on, like, right now. Like, I just have to, like, kind of run away. So yeah. We run away, and we're literally panicking. We're like, holy shit.
And run away is an exaggeration, because it took us a good 10 minutes to get out of the bar, because we were so sardined in there.
Yeah. Guess what we learn? Guess what we come to learn? We start talking about it.
And they find out that this guy's name is
Kevin the Carpet.
Kevin the Carpet, and this is, like, a kink for him.
And we read this article about him, and we start freaking out,
mm-hmm.
Okay? We read this article, and it's like, it's not a kink. He just likes to be stepped on. I'm like, I'm sorry. I saw that man with his absolute pants below.
No, and then later on in the thing, it started to say that it was a kink. And I don't know if you heard, it said that he's a trust fund baby,
mm-hmm.
And that he's never had a job in his life. He just goes and makes unsuspecting people stand on him.
For some sort of kink. And we were there for so long. I'm like, ew, like, what was he doing under there? I didn't consent to that. Like, we aren't in a kink space. Not that that would make it okay, but, like, I didn't, like, we didn't do anything to be put in that position. We just, like, showed up to this bar to, like, have fun, and instead we were, like, a part of someone's, like, elaborate getting stepped on kink.
It was just fucking weird.
Yeah. So we are coping with all of this standing outside of this bar, and then we run into, like, a bunch of people we went to school with.
A literal gaggle.
And they were
people.
Like, hey, and, like, it's all people I absolutely love and adore, so we weren't, like, upset to see them, but we had just gone through something so weird, and so they were like, how's the vibe in there? And we kept being like, I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
Seen a lot of couples costumes. We did a pretty basic one. We did Justin and Haley red dress sweatsuit look.
Mm-hmm. We did it. I think we did it well.
I think we did it really well. I think we looked incredible. There's a certain vibe you get from when you see a couple in a couple's costume,
mm-hmm.
And like where how they picked that costume and how they like acquired the different elements. That tells you so much about their sex life.
100%. Like, for me, the Travis Kelce Taylor Swift costume this year tells me you're doing, like, pretty much only missionary. Maybe
but
some,
it's
like...
it's good. I feel like it's a good, it's a good missionary.
It's loving.
Yeah.
It's definitely loving. Something that tells me you have a really bad sex life, a.k.a., like, you both want to be having sex, but you're not having sex with each other, and it's, like, really tumultuous and just not good, would be, like, if you were Pam and Jim from The Office.
Yes.
You know?
If you're Pam and Jim this year, in the God's
in
year
Lord's
of...
year 2023...
You have not fucked in months.
You haven't fucked since The Office came out.
No, truly. If you dress up as a super niche reference that no one gets and that you have to include an explanation
and
a photo.
Like video references.
Yeah, and then like when you see the photo, you still don't know what it's a niche reference to. If that's what you did for one of your couple's costume, you have sex, but the person who wants to be the bottom is having the top. They are having to put in so much energy. You never initiate, and they always do.
I'm trying to think of... Ew. That is so gross. I just stuck the joint we're about to, like, potentially smoke up their nose.
Sorry.
Okay. If you guys did any iteration of Boy Genius, you are in a really, really unhealthy love triangle. Yeah. Even if it's not with the people that you did the costume with, you're in something like, you're in a traumatic dynamic with the people in your life.
Yes. Like, you and your partner just opened up the relationship and they immediately started fucking someone that they
really
said they used to be in love with.
Yeah.
They're like, I used to be in love with them, not anymore. Now we're just having sex and we're friends.
Right.
And I really care about them too. That's the dynamic you're in right now. If you dress up as Mario and Luigi, you have sex all the time, but only anal.
I was gonna say rimming.
Yeah.
Rimming only.
Yeah, only anal. Okay, if you dress as any sort of parent-child and you're a couple, you need to literally go to the police station.
Need to break up, first of all.
Handcuff yourself and lay down on the ground. That's all I have to say.
This one isn't so much a couple's costume, but if you come in one of those things, like, I don't even know how to describe it.
Like, almost inflated?
It's like a mascot.
Yeah.
Like, it's one piece. Mm-hmm. There's no planning on your end involved at
all. Right, you
just,
ordered,
like,
it.
Ordered
from
it from
Amazon.
Yeah. And you're putting that on. That's like a service top costume. Because, you know, like you're saying, like, you're not going to see what's under here.
Yeah.
But clearly, you know.
That is just, yeah, you are a service top if you wear that. If you dressed, like, quote-unquote funny, and you normally are, like, a very basic dresser, but you wore, like, a bald cap or something, you give really teethy head, but the sex is good.
Okay. Here's my question. If you're someone who comes in, like, a full face-painted look, like, prosthetics, like, you know, like, whatever, and then you do go home with someone to hook up, like, what do you do about that?
You just... go for it. That's the thing. Is that
you don't think
so...
you take it off first?
What are you going to do? Go be like, excuse me, you're going to take a quick body shower and remove these prosthetics.
I wouldn't want someone in my bed if they had, like, crazy clown makeup on because it would rub all over my white sheets.
You are...
And I guess that's why...
Right.
That's why my sex is usually pretty planned and calculated.
Yeah, it's because you would freak the fuck out. Mm-hmm. I mean, also, it's okay to not want to fuck someone in clown makeup. Like, while they're actively wearing clown makeup. I guess Halloween is the one night of year you're going to have to confront that. That you could find... I mean, maybe not. I don't want to, you know... I cannot stop singing this song that I made up, and it goes, ghouls and goblin witches brew, jack-o'-lantern evil too, ghouls and goblin witches brew. Yes.
Dude, I thought you were just singing a song.
So did Ted. Ted also was like, what song is that? Because I was singing around the house for literally 48 hours, and he was like, what song is that? And I was like, I literally made it up. Ghouls and goblin witches brew, jack-o'-lantern evil too.
I got my jaw. Oh, wait, something else I'll throw out there. I'm getting jaw Botox. You guys, I'm literally, don't tell anyone this, but I'm literally getting jaw Botox so it doesn't hurt so bad when I fucking go, when I eat pussy.
And that's smart, and you should. If it really hurts to eat pussy, think about jaw Botox, you guys.
It really hurts for me. Like,
what did you say? Did I say Botox? I don't know what I just said.
We'll have to roll the tape back and find out. It's possible you said it right.
I've honestly never had that issue in my life.
Okay, I was actually talking to someone who was going down on me the other day. I was like, so, like, your jaw hurts, like, a little bit, right? And they were like, no.
Yeah, no.
And I was like, but it hurt, like, there's a part of you that feels like you probably couldn't, like, eat a sandwich right now, right? And they were like, no, I'm completely fine. I'm unfazed. And I was like, oh, no.
While this person's eating you out, you go, but there's no part of you that can eat a sandwich at the moment, right? What? If someone said that to me while seeing them out. They were like, does your jaw hurt enough for you to...
Like, right now, I'm in extreme jaw pain.
Okay.
And I've gone down on zero people today or yesterday.
Okay, Jules, if you saw me arguing with a stranger on the street, like, you just saw me on the street arguing with a stranger, what would you assume we were arguing about immediately?
Oh my god, I've seen this question on TikTok. Okay.
I mean, automatically, my thought is, like, I would assume you were arguing on somebody else's behalf.
Okay.
Like, I would assume you had witnessed something, like, maybe some sort of, like, hate crime, and that you were but I don't believe if somebody, like, yelled something homophobic to you, you would necessarily confront them. I think you would kind of just keep moving.
No, you're correct on that. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. But if it was something a little bit more ridiculous and less, like, heroic, I think it would be about, like...
Okay, like, what if it didn't look, like, violent or scary? And what if it was another person that was identical to me? Like, you know what I mean? Like, another, like, queer person. But we're arguing. Like, we're going at it. We're, like...
Okay.
It's a lot of, like, hand motions and arguing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Honestly, first thought, if I couldn't see who that other person was, I would think it was one of my exes.
Wow.
Right?
That's correct.
Like, I would think it'd be one of my exes you were arguing with on the
you
street.
You are correct. You are correct.
Like, almost literally any of them.
Wow. Yeah. I would think the same thing at first. I would think you saw someone do something and that you were just, like, blowing up their spot. Like, you saw someone do something to someone else and you were like, fuck you, you...
Yeah.
What? You think you can just walk around and talk like that to people? No. Like, that's kind of your vibe, I would say.
Yeah.
And if it wasn't that, like, if it was, like, more just, like, you were, like, clearly arguing with someone, I would just think there was, like, some crazy misunderstanding.
Okay.
Because I don't ever think you would argue with someone, no matter how deeply in the wrong they were. I think they would be continuously misunderstanding you each time you spoke. Because I've never seen you argue with someone that wasn't in a situation that, like, you were, like, standing up for something that, like, wasn't okay. Like, I've seen you literally throw hands when you feel like an injustice is happening.
Right.
But I've never seen you argue with someone even over something that, like, is deeply arguable.
I mean, I guess my answer to that is the same as what I answered for yours. It would be one of my exes.
No, okay, yeah, maybe that's it. I would assume it was.
I would think it was one of my exes.
Yeah, if I saw you arguing on the street, I'd be like...
With one of
her exes. Yeah, who you just run into, yeah. How often do you think about the Lady Gaga paparazzi VMAs performance?
Literally never, zero times. What about you?
Daily.
Do you really?
Absolutely. I realized that was my Roman Empire after I made this whole fuss about how no one had asked me if I thought about the Roman Empire. I made this whole fuss about it, and then everyone was like, well, how often do you think about the Roman Empire? And I was like, literally never. What the fuck are these people talking about? I'm so scared. In fact, I didn't think about the Roman Empire when I was studying it in school. The second the teacher stopped talking, any vision or idea of the Roman Empire was out of my head. But I think about the Lady Gaga VMA's performance to paparazzi.
That's your
the part where she starts bleeding. I'm your best fan.
Okay, I mean, like,
she starts bleeding, and all of a sudden she gets pulled up into the sky, and then she ends in a Fosse-esque pose.
I mean, I think about it if I see a clip of it on my TikTok page.
She's playing piano, bleeding, dude.
I've never thought about it unless it was directly in front of me.
I'm your best fan. I'll follow you until you love me.
Okay, but now I think it's like. I mean, now it's, of course, me just sort of, like, visualizing the future I wanted with my ex. My Roman Empire.
Okay.
You know? Right. Or not even just my ex, just the people that I, like, have had fleeting moments with, even. Mm-hmm. Just, like,
right, misconnections.
It's just a lot of visualizing
right. sort well, of that. Well, that's good. That's a way to manifest. And it's also mental illness.
Right.
It's both, girl.
It is kind of manifestation in a way.
Yeah, it is. You're seeing what you want.
Which is...
With someone you can never have it with. So that's where the mental illness part comes in. All right, thank you guys.
Thank you guys
everyone,
so much.
Have a good... I hope you had a good Halloween weekend. I hope you're not feeling too burnt out. And stay slutty.
And we love you.
Ghouls and goblins, witches too. Jack-o'-lanterns, evil too. That's why the songwriting's not good, is because it has two.
Back to back.
Oh, wait, no, sorry. It's witches brew. Ghouls and goblins, witches brew. Jack-o'-lantern, evil too. I forgot the lyrics to my own song.
Is that the whole song?
Yep.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much.
Okay. Gay and They is a Fruit House production.
That was amazing. Really good.